Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Man with the Mic. I'll get right with the caller on the phone just in a second. So bear with me. But like I posted, like I showed my mom, there's a video that was on TikTok that a guy shared and goes, listen to it. And if you listen, it says Barack Obama. Clearly says, I was not born in Hawaii, not even in America. I'm from Kenya and yada yada. Mom goes, so what? I'm like, that's the problem. You show them data that masks don't work. Whatever, they don't care. You know, they have this whole world's panicked and feared over everything and anything. You know, you got Representative Cleaver over there, that Beaver Cleaver, I call him. That Democrat dude, that dude's a waste of space. I'm Emmanuel Cleaver. I'm a Democratic from Missouri. And if people getting vaccinated, we wouldn't have this economy problem. Yeah, if you see that clip of him, he's a waste of space. He's a waste of space. I mean, you got the Florida governor. I mean, I'm telling you, possibly restoring a World War II era force to help protect this state. About time. You know, there's going to be a civil war because places like Texas and places like Florida have had it. You know, if you want to move to California and live in that country and be ruled by dictators, go right ahead. We don't want that. I mean, look at L.A. Look at L.A. And look at, like, San Francisco and stuff. Oh, we're not going to have bail. You can, you know, and crime's rampant. We got to be soft on crime. You know, there's a list of 19 Senate Republicans to give Biden over $13 million to resettle unlimited flow of Afghans across their states. I got so much I want to get into. Don't forget 2 Corinthians 7. 14. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. Think about that as you're going through your day to day and welcome to the conversation. So let me get my caller, see if he's there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. This is Kyle's conversation, right?
Yes, it is.
I don't know how to begin with this, but I think someone by your name has been calling my blog talk show and causing pandemonium, and I don't appreciate it.
What show is that? Because I'm going to investigate this.
So I'm part one of the hosts of the Jedi Realist Radio. We give spiritual advice based off the Jedi Order.
Uh-huh.
And someone by the name of Kyle said he had a blog talk show, called in. The voice is similar. I can't say for certain it was you, but, you know, said all kinds of derogatory things, called us nerds, called us basement dwellers. And I don't appreciate it. I don't think you should do it.
That would not have been me. I've had death threats. I actually got like 20 phone calls from New York. And when I got the phone calls and my wife actually called the numbers back, every person said that someone's using my number and they're calling me, but they're using someone else's phone number somehow. Yeah, I don't have a problem with anybody.
Well, all I'm saying is I don't appreciate it. Knock it off. Don't do it again. All right? We're a community.
I didn't do it, so.
Well, may the force be with you, fucker.
May the force be with you, man. God bless you. Okay. Wow. I want to get into that because I've been getting – folks, when I do a show like this, I get hate. And this is what I want to bring. I want to bring this up because – and this is how I am. If you want to – the data is out there. There's an Indonesian study that is a 0.8 or 0.08. It's less than 1% that a mask is effective in protecting you against your a virus of any kind, not coronavirus, any kind. Right before COVID-19, Dr. Fauci would never support a mask out in public, and he did an instant 180. If you want to wear a mask, that's fine. I'm against them, but like if I want to go into this store and this lady says, we want you to wear a mask, I'll put a mask on. If I have to go see a doctor and I have to wear a mask, I'll wear a mask. I'm against them. If I want to shop there and they say, hey, we just prefer people wear masks, okay. It's not permanent. It's what that shop wants. They want no shoes, no shirt, no service. You know? But I'm going to have some of my people look into that because I don't disrespect anybody. I can tell you what the word says because the Bible is yes and amen. I don't diss anybody. That's not something I do, never have, never will. Now, if you called into my program and you, I'll have a debate with you. I'll talk with you because that's what I do. I want people to know the facts. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Half of our restaurants, I've never seen fast food establishments. The dining room's not open, drive-through only. You didn't go through the app. Yeah, we don't have enough people. We can't run a register. You have to do it through the app, and it comes up here, and we can't. Sorry. We don't have enough people. So many places are shorthanded. No one wants to work. Our Denny's has after 8 weeks, a $500 bonus. It's sad that, you know, that people, see, when people can't debate, when they can't, you know, when we had $1.76 a gallon gas, and I got photos that I took at the gas pump, and now it's $3.40 a gallon, that's not debatable. When the person that's, I don't know, when the guy who has dementia, who has very bad cognitive issues, and that's coming from 17 years of working with people who have cognitive issues in an assisted living continuum care community, trust me, I know, I back it up. I have to do, when I worked there because I left because I'm not getting the jab. And there's a Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory episode where a lady talks about how they're going to introduce sometime in the future, and this is in 2009, a virus that they're going to try to get everyone inoculated to protect themselves against this virus, and that inoculation is going to sterilize half of the population. It's for population control. What do you think is going on now? They're trying to force the whole world to get inoculated against COVID-19 when they're actually... A place that I know of, they're actually having more problems, not less problems, with the vaccine. They've had COVID like crazy since they've had the vaccination of every employee in the dining services staff. They were better off the whole time prior. And I hope the caller that called in, I hope he listens. I hope he, I don't hate nobody. If you don't like what I say, there's a dial on the knob. I have a full-time job. And I'd love to know when this supposedly, because I think it was the week of Thanksgiving. I didn't even do a show. I was so busy. I get up at 4 a.m. and I'm at a job at 5. And then I do research and stuff. You know, I'm involved with my church. I'm busy. But I get all kinds of, and that's what you get in this business. Like Glenn Beck said a long time ago, he sat down with his kids. He goes, I'm going to be a hated man, but I'm doing what I'm doing for this country. You know, our forefathers held up that flag on the rampart because they knew what it meant if that flag was to come down. And all the people on that boat, is the flag still standing? Is the flag still standing? They held up that flag on the rampart knowing that they'd probably be killed. You have an innocent man Kyle Winterhouse, oh, that dude's going to be a trillionaire. I guarantee you. He's like Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar and some of them, like $30 million lawsuits. He's got so many. I mean, if he doesn't have at least 40 people that he has lawsuits against, not including the networks. For defamation of character, now I call a spade a spade. That's one thing I do on this conversation. If you respect me, I respect you. If you, I've had people call in. I had, like, when I used to do a Facebook Live of this, there was a couple times where I just had hecklers, and it's like, you know, it's like they ain't got nothing better to do. You know, they need to get out of their parents' basement. You know, I'm trying to educate this populace. How do you get to people when there's a video out there with Barack Obama in his own words? I had a friend one time, this is like 4 years ago, and she's a African American because she was born in Africa. And most of my African friends that are from Africa don't want to be associated with the American black people because they call them lazy and they don't, and that's coming from them. That's not me, that's them. And this lady goes up to me, and I'm like, what do you think of Barack Obama? Oh, he's great. He means happiness. And I said, what do you mean happiness? Wasn't even political. She goes, Barack Obama was born in Kenya, Africa, and grew up to become the leader of the free world. If he can do that, then any dream, well, what does the Bible say? With God, all things are possible. She wasn't saying anything politically good or anything. She was saying that he was born in Kenya, Africa, and grew up to become the leader of America, the free world. If he can do that, then Kenyans can dream big. I mean, there's a video where Barack Obama's like, yeah, I wasn't even born in Hawaii. I wasn't even born in America. I was born in Kenya, Africa. And I'm like, yeah, and you show that to people. So what, whatever. Yeah, that's not him. That's fake. That's not me, whatever. So what, or so what, who cares? You know, on day one, you have a person in charge of the White House that doesn't know what day it is. It's like, America First is gone on day one. We're getting rid of America First. Every person should say, what do you mean? What, explain why you're not, what, are you not going to put Americans first? What? I mean, how can you stand and support a guy that doesn't want to put America first? I mean, but it's sad when you have people in this world that try to tarnish a reputation, because that gets to me. That, you know, now I'm someone, and I may offend some people out there. I like the original Star Wars, like the first three, and four, five, and six. And I liked when they, like, the redo, when, like, this is my definitive, this is what I wanted to actually do, but because of models on wires in 1977 and 75 and 76 when they're making these, we didn't have a lot of technology. We didn't have, like they do now, where they can do off the shelf software and create creatures and do what they really wanted. And this is, I filmed this so I could add it later, And when I went and saw The Phantom Menace Part 1, a bunch of people were just like me. They were turned on, like, yeah, this is supposed to be like a more advanced civilization, even though it's supposed to be further in the past. And it was just like, it just turned a lot of people off. And a lot of people said, I met 10 people that would never go see the other ones. And it's like, you know, and, you know, if someone is out there impersonating me, that's sad. That's pathetic. Because they're probably living in their parents' basement. They ain't got nothing better to do, so they're trying to tarnish a reputation. I mean, it's sad when you can have people that mock kill Trump and behead Trump, and that's perfectly acceptable. But if you say, I think Trump won the election fair and square. How dare you? You're excommunicated from. You know, it's going to be nice Because, like, even the guy that started the whole internet, like, the founders, like, huge, it's about freedom. It's pathetic that, like, you can have terrorists on Twitter, but you can't have Trump. Don't worry, folks, but like Hillary Clinton said, if I go down, I'm taking half of D.C. with me. But, I mean, of course you got Jesus Christ himself, Dr. Fauci. We haven't proven that the vaccines or boosters protect against this Omicron variant. If you take the Delta variant and Omicron variant and you mix the letters around, you get media control. Yeah, not a coincidence. But guess what, folks? No one cares. You know, I had a guy that left the job that I worked at. He's like, dude, I've had COVID. I have antibodies. I'm not getting that. No way in hell. And guess what happened? Oh, you have to get the shot. And he goes, well, I'm done. I'm not getting it. Bye. And he left. And what's funny is they've had, at that time, they had like 4 COVID cases since pretty much everyone was vaccinated. I've been around 3 people in that I know have tested positive for COVID, and I've never gotten anything. I believe, me and my wife believe we had it like in December before the March, before like the February, March, where we ran out of toilet paper and people were, and that kid like went to all these stores and bought all the sanitizer and everything up from every store and then was going to resell it and then got busted and they had to like, he had to do all that crap. Remember all that? Like that, the December before, we had to put Christmas off for like 16 days, 17 days. I was so sick. And when I came back to work, Brittany's like, I didn't expect you back already. What the heck, dude? I was like, I literally, one day I'm like, I got to go back to work. I haven't been there forever. And I got out of bed, walked to the kitchen, and I collapsed. And my wife was like, what the heck? And she gave me my Tylenol with codeine and my Delsim I was mixing, 50-50. And it did, you know, I coughed myself to sleep, you know. But one thing I do hate is these people like, well, how dare you? Like, just because you like Trump doesn't mean you liked everything he did. Just because you like Obama, you shouldn't have liked everything he did. You shouldn't have kissed his ass on every single solitary thing he said. Because I guarantee you, if you listen to some of the things he actually said, like under my policies, energy prices will skyrocket. Just because I'm against this vaccine doesn't mean there are vaccines that are legit that are actually doing what they're supposed to do, kill the host. I mean, you have a former coach who was fired for removing BLM posters, claims that his First Amendment rights were violated. See, that's what's sad. Oh, like they have the right to say Black Lives Matter, but if you disagree and you say All Lives Matter, oh, how you're fired. He was fired. Oh, so they have the freedom of speech to say Black Lives Matter, but I don't have the freedom of speech to say All Lives Matter, because if you remember, Jesus died on the cross. Not for one life, but for all lives. But a former assistant coach at Illinois State University has filed a lawsuit against the school's head football coach and athletic director, claiming his First Amendment rights were violated after removing a Black Lives Matter sign from his office door. Darn right I support him 1,000,000%, because it's okay for a liberal to say whatever he wants and do whatever he wants to, but I can't. Like Glenn Beck and like Tucker Carlson, we're not going anywhere. We're not backing down. We're not leaving. Sorry, folks. My forefathers died so we could live in a free nation. I'm not bowing down. I get on my knees for one person and one person only, and that is Jesus Christ. my Lord and Savior, nobody else. And it's sad. You know, I don't believe in the KKK, but they have the darn right to say what they want to. If they wanted to come and have a speech, they have that right to. You don't have to agree with them, but they have the right to say what they say. Now, they don't have the right to sit there and put a rope around someone's neck and drag them behind the car. That they don't have the right to do. Now, if it's a pedophile that was messing with his daughter or something, then you might say, it's kind of justified, you know. I mean, if a dog bites you, you put him down. If a pedophile does it, you should do the same thing, you know. But they have the right to say what they want to say, as do I, as do you. I don't have to agree with what you're saying, but you have the right to say what you want to say, just like I have the right to say what I want to say, just like that guy that called in. They have the right to have their show and say what they want to say, and I might find out where it is, and I might listen. Why not? If I agree with what they say, if I like it, I'll listen. If I don't, but to have people supposedly, to have someone call in and say they're me, not today. And that it'd be, if it was a nighttime show, because usually I'm not on the computer after, like, usually I'm about ready for bed about 8 o'clock, unless my wife calls me and, you know, and she goes, hey, can you help me? Can you do this? Can you do that? I'm like, okay, yep. Because that's what Christians do. We look after each other. But I'm wondering when the Civil Wars are going to start, because Florida governor proposes restoring a World War II era force to protect his state, because they have like the National Guard, but they have like an independent group of volunteers that back the National Guard. And it's about time. Because we're getting into Biden is the federal government, and Biden is the federal government, and the federal government trumps anything. And if Biden says the whole point of the Civil War wasn't this. 99% of the Civil War was not about slavery. It was about the states wanting to, hey, this is how you handle the national stuff. Why do you think there are some states that have legalized cannabis? And I think there's a couple of states that have legalized, like, mushrooms and stuff. But guess what? They have that right. That's their state, and that's what they want to do. Violating federal law, but hey, and pretty soon I think a civil war is going to break out, because you have too many states that are trying to, this is how we want to run our state. Florida, I love you. I love you, Florida. The lowest coronavirus of any state. And they're going the exact opposite. All these places that are locking down and shutting down and, okay, you need to have your 12th vaccine. You know, but it's going to be kind of interesting, because I don't know if you know this. In Florida, they actually have like a group, like a civilian volunteer force in World War II that actually helped assist the National Guard. And that's what this would do. And it's going to be neat to see if they do this. I mean, it's nice to see a president that's trying to push unconstitutional things and having states that say, no, we're not going to do this. I just wonder how they're going to try to, because in New York, I just read an article earlier today where they're going to force private businesses to mandate that their employees be vaccinated. Like, you have no choice. I mean, there was actually, I read an article where a 50-year-old man reportedly wore a silicone arm to his vaccination appointment in an attempt to dodge the vaccine. I wonder how you could get away with that, though. I mean, it'd have to be, like, so realistic, because, I mean, you'd have to pull up your... it's just scary that they want that, like, because there are people that want you to have to get the vaccine no matter what, like, no exemption for anything. I don't care. If your doctor has, if you can't get vaccines because you will, they will kill you. And I'm not talking coronavirus. I'm talking any vaccine. Nope, don't matter. You have to get coronavirus. I don't care. Well, then you're going to die. Okay, you're going to kill millions of people because you don't get vaccinated. You know, they want to, there are people that want everyone to get vaccinated no matter what, regardless. If you're going to die from getting a vaccine or a flu shot, it don't matter. You have to get it. I don't know how, you know, and they're idiots that still think that it's the saving grace, even though it's amazing how there's still people trying to tell me that I need to shut up and get the vaccine and that it's the greatest thing. I'm like, well, yeah, I guess LeBron James has COVID. He has a vaccine. Colin Powell died. There's a video where Kamala Harris actually admits that, hey, half of the people, like almost everyone that has coronavirus in the hospital is vaccinated. It's scary, you know, but you got to stand up, you know. If you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything. You know, like the Florida School Board Association cuts ties with the NSBA, following letters that they found that they were targeting parents who were calling out school districts as domestic terrorists. It's nice to see people standing up and saying, enough's enough. I've had enough. I'm not doing this. No, sorry. You know, we live in this world where I'm the problem, then how am I the problem? How am I the problem? I can't be the problem. I can't be the problem. You're vaccinated. It's kind of like going in the gas chamber and you taking off your, and me taking off my mask and I'm affecting you. I should be the one coughing and hacking. You shouldn't have a problem. I hate people. What's bad is when you have people that walk up to you and get in your face for not having a mask on. I'm like, well, that's the, I mean, if that's not like a bell going off, you know, ding, 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 ding. Okay, you're trying to be safe. You could from a distance say, hey, buddy in the red shirt, you should have a mask on. You don't walk up to someone and get in their personal space within inches away from them and yell at them for not having a mask on. That's when I'd say, oh, I'm positive for coronavirus. Oh, don't worry. You got a mask on. You should be protected. If they freak out, it's amazing that I know the most freaked out people I know are the ones that wear masks and are vaccinated. I'm living my life. I'm going wherever I want to. I'm not worried about the virus. If I get it, I get it. God's going to take me when he takes me, whether it's today, tomorrow, next year, 10 years from now. We got to stand up for our rights, man, while we can, you know. So like in, what was it? Oh, yeah, it was Philadelphia. Oh, the bulletproof glass is the problem. Oh, the bulletproof glass, oh yeah. No, I put that bulletproof glass up because I was shot at to protect me. And you want me to, you're telling me that I have to take it down because it's causing the crime problem? I don't know. I swear, and that makes no, like, remember that a couple years ago where they were wanting Philadelphian places to take down all their protection and bulletproof glass because that was promoting crime? That wasn't getting rid of crime? I live in an area where because they were robbed and stuff, they finally installed like bulletproof, like very thick, like plexiglass stuff that's like, you know, like heavy duty. Not, they didn't have it up all the time. It wasn't like, okay, they had it up because they got attacked and robbed. That's when they finally said, okay, chink. Oh, but that's what it is. That's what it is. I don't have to agree with what they do on that Jedi show, but I haven't listened, so I don't know what they do. I've never heard it. But I can listen to it, and I may find out that's pretty cool, man. You know? Kind of like Star Trek. That was not even that big of a... It was bigger. Star Trek's been bigger since it was off the air than when it was on the air. In fact, they did a show called Good Morning, Miss Bliss, and it went really nowhere. And then they revamped it, and they made Saved by the Bell. It was one of the most highly rated shows. You know, it's one of those things. We live in a world where you have, I guess people have forgotten, like, the button, off button. Hey, you don't like it? Go somewhere else. Because we live in a world where there's so many people that I have the right to say what I want to, but I support you if you agree with me. If not, there's the door. No. No, we have the right to live our lives. I don't agree with homosexuality at all, but I'm not going to tell somebody how to live their life. That's between them and God. I'm not going to go up and gay bash anybody. I'm not going to, like Jesus did. He loved the sinner, not the sin. I mean, we live in this, like, I've had people like, America hasn't changed. I mean, look at California. Oh, there's no bail. You can kind of do whatever you want to. Crime is out of control because they've let people do whatever they want to. I mean, California's, oh, but America hasn't changed. If you ever get a chance, you don't think America's changed, go up and I talked about this about 3 months ago or so. I was at a gas station on my way to church, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, and all of a sudden I hear regulators, and I'm like, mount up, and it was that Warren G song, and I looked it up online because I haven't heard it in 10 years, and I found the music video, and it goes, if you know like I know, you're not going to step to this. It's a G-Funk era, punked out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you're like every day. They edit the word high. If you smoke like I smoke, then you're like every day. They edit the word high. Now, it'd be... If you bleep like I bleep, then you're bleeping, bleeping, bleeping every day. And you're stumbling around because you're bleep, 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 and bleep, bleep, and bleep, bleep. It'd be so, you know, it would have so many excretive words. Just look at Elvis. They used to have to show, like, there was, like, the way he shook his pelvis, you couldn't show that on TV. They had to, like, show from the waist up. I mean, at least there's a poll in L.A. where they're furious about the homeless crisis and demand action. It kind of shows me with this poll that I don't want to get into, that there are people that like there's some, because I think there's enough signs out there, because there are some radical people in America, majorly radical, but I think there are signs that there's a lot of people that like that is not showing. Like the poll, the LA voters are furious about the homeless crisis. It shows me that in some of these polls that are coming out, why are these same people keep getting elected over and over and over again when data shows that people don't want this stuff? They're furious. Like, fix the problem. You know, there's little things going on. There's supposed to be like 80,000 people living out there. My parents went to San Diego. I mean, yeah, this is homeless way. Yeah, these next 5 miles is nothing but homeless people everywhere. But nothing's being, but it's what it's showing me is this poll that's come out that a majority of people do not want something done about the homeless crisis shows me that there are people that don't want this, that something's like 2 and 2 and equaling 4, because people are getting frustrated with the way LA's going massively, like major amount, like a majority of people don't like the way LA's going, but the people that keep LA going the way it's going keep getting elected over and over and over and over again. Like, how can, sort of like, and I've said this before, the Libertarian Party is going by leaps and bounds, but why aren't their votes? It's staying right around the same mark. It's just like those, where did those 80 million voters go that voted for Biden? Obama lost votes and won his second term. Trump got way more votes and magically lost. Oh, but don't worry. And sad. And sometimes I think people like Cuomo, the Cuomo brothers, they're brothers, they're sexual offenders, but they're brothers. Lock them up, yeah. You know, I mean, those two guys are basically, like, I think Dr. Fauci is an scapegoat. Like if he goes down, I don't see him going down. But if he does, he's going to be escaping. He's the Potsy. He's that Jared fall guy that Jared's going to hopefully get away, and this guy's going to take the fall. But the fall guy's like, investigate. Yeah, what can I get? Can I get a deal? Yeah, I'll do time because I deserve time. But yeah, that guy right there, yeah, investigate him. He's got all kinds of, oh yeah, I've got like a quarter of what this dude has. He's got billions. He's got, yeah, I got a terabyte of data. He's got like 50 terabytes of photos and images. And I think Dr. Fauci is like a fall guy, just like, you know, Andrew Cuomo and that Chris Cuomo. Yep. We're getting rid of, you know, trying to act like, hey, we're do-gooders. We get rid of bad people. And it's probably like, hey, we tried to cover this up as long as we can, but yeah, we can't cover it up forever, bungholes. You know, let me see where we're at, folks. What do we got, Todd? We got about 19 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, God's good, you know, as long as you trust in him. And I think that's what the problem is. So many people in this world, where is God? Oh yeah, he's in jail, because you can have a Bible in there, but how dare you? Parents suing school after kid was sent home for having a Bible in his, yeah. Oh, I'd own that school. Excuse me? You ain't going to tell my kid, if I could have a kid, you ain't going to tell my kid, yeah, nope, I don't think so. I'd be homeschooling my kid. My kid wouldn't be going to this indoctrination camp called public school. Yeah, I believe Biden won the election just about as much as I believe that Alex Baldwin didn't pull the trigger. I just stood there and the gun went off. Yeah. If someone dies from my gun, it's because someone pulled the trigger. And I say someone because if my gun was stolen, it wouldn't be me that pulled the trigger. Now, would it? No. But if my wife had to use my gun, or I had to use it, I pray to God I'd never have to use it, except for shooting downrange at targets and ducks and stuff. Oh, man, I almost knocked that duck over. Let's see how low I can hit the duck and still get that metal duck to go over. Bing! You got to be up higher, yeah. I love John Schneider's videos, you know. He is going after Alex Baldwin like crazy. I'm like, yes. I mean, Alex Baldwin's kind of like Bill Clinton. Like, I didn't have a sexual relation with that woman. You know, like, I didn't pull the trigger. It just went off. I didn't pull the trigger. I pulled the hammer back, and then that thing between, then that little curvy thing that hangs down in between that circle hole, I just pulled that. Oh, that's the, Yeah, if you explain to him, if you show him a gun and show him what the trigger is, yeah, I pulled that, yeah. Oh, this, the hammer, I pulled that back and pulled this. Oops. Yes, siree. Yes, folks, just what I want to do, have an electric diesel. I want to have a Generac diesel generator to charge the electric vehicles. Yes, what I'm going to have in my house is I'm going to get a diesel generator. It's going to run off of diesel fuel, and I'm going to use that diesel generator to charge my electric car so I can be safer. Yeah. And there are people that's cool, man. Way to help the environment. Yeah, I'm helping the environment by using a gasoline car and not one that's using toxic lithium ion batteries. That Tesla battery factory that caught fire. Yeah, that thing. Yeah, that sped up global warming by about 30 years. Yay, lithium toxic batteries. Like all these people say, follow the science. Well, science says that life begins at conception. Well, why do you hate women? You know, they want to, see, that's the problem. People want to follow science, but only when it fits their narrative. Like Bill Nye the Science Guy, they had to edit some of his Bill Nye Science Guy videos when they put him on Netflix. Why? Because what he says now, because he's a huge abortion supporter, he's had to change what he said on that show about when life at conception begins and all this stuff because it contradicts what he's saying now. I would say the same thing now as I would 20 years ago. I don't support it. Okay, if it's between the mom or the baby living, why not have them both try to live? It's a very, very difficult situation if, okay, she's in an OR right now, and it's like, okay, all of a sudden something happened, and now it's the baby or the mom. And then you try to deliver the baby and get it out and see if you can keep it alive. Because I've heard, if it's between the mom and the mom, so there's no possible way you can get that baby in the NICU or get it out of the womb and it survive. If it's between the mom or the baby, then why not? I guess I don't believe in that at all because I'm one of those people. And what I mean by that is, okay, well, then you do whatever you can to try to save that baby. And if it dies with you trying to save them, then okay. If you're like, the baby's going to die, the mom's going to die, choose, because we got to kill one. No. Try to take the baby out and save it. Why can't you take the baby out and try to save it? Because one of my friends, she knew someone that went down to Mexico, and they had an abortion, and that baby would have lived if she had premature birth and had it really early, if she gave birth right then and there, it could have survived. Hard to believe it was February 15th, 2019, that I marked safe from fake news. But, I mean, that's just where we live in. I mean, like, Monty Python 40 years ago mocked this world where it's like a guy complains that he thinks he's a woman, but he, you know, he can't give birth, but wants to give birth, and he should be able to give birth. No, it's hilarious, and it mocks what's going on now. Hello?
Yeah, dude, how are you?
Good, good.
Now, in your description page, you're talking about a guy who's complaining about his First Amendment rights with regards to a poster about Black Lives Matter being taken down. I didn't hear about that one.
He took it down. There was a guy, where is it? It is a former assistant coach for Illinois State University has filed a lawsuit against the school's head coach and athletic director, claiming his First Amendment rights were violated when he was basically fired after removing a Black Lives Matter sign from his door.
So he removed it from his door?
Yes. Yeah, he removed it from his door, and they fired him over it.
Oh, so somebody else put it up there, the school probably, and they didn't like him removing it. Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. So it's a lawsuit about his First Amendment rights. His First Amendment rights not to have something on his door? Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Wow, that's interesting.
Because like I was talking about through my program, I'm like, you may not support the KKK, but they have the right to say what they want to say. As long as they're not killing people, the Black Lives Matter has the right to say what they want to say, but when they start burning buildings and trashing and looting, that's when it goes too far. I don't have to agree with what they believe, but they have the right to say what they say, just like I have the right to say what I have to say. This guy has the right to take down a Black Lives Matter sign if he doesn't believe in it. And he's suing over it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it's interesting, because most people are going to would sue about a complaint about that they were restricted from talking. This guy's he's suing because he doesn't want other people using his office to talk for them. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it is.
He doesn't want the ball. All right, so that's going to be something easy. I mean, something interesting to follow. Pretty good.
Yep. Oh yeah.
So what were you trying to say? What were you trying to say about abortion and trying to pick between the baby and the child? Where were you going?
Because there are a lot of people like my one boss, he was like, he's a Christian as am I, and he's like, well, I don't, I'm like, I'm kind of like, if you have the right, if you, because there are times where they say like, okay, if you, like they said to me, if you're against abortion, then what if it's between, you had to choose between the mom dying or the baby dying? I'm like, well, why don't you try to save both? And if one has to die in the process, okay, but you don't intentionally kill the baby just to save the mom. You know, if the baby is going to die in the end, well, you try to save it and do everything you can, and if you can't save it, then it died. No, you know, so many people tell me that, well,
they would, yeah.
Because I've had a lot of people tell me that it's one or the other.
Uh-huh.
It's like you don't have that option to try to save it. It's either you kill the baby or the mom.
Well, there may be those kind of options available. Maybe that's the case. I mean, if the doctor says if we save the baby, the mom dies, then it's up to the family to decide, okay, should we keep the baby? Save the baby, or save the mom. I bet you most families would say, let the mom live and let the baby die.
Yeah.
I would bet you that would be the major position.
Yeah.
You know? Because how are you going to tell your wife, honey, you know that the doctor said that it's either the baby or you. I think I'll keep the baby. And it was really great living with you.
Exactly.
I don't think that would go... That won't go over too well.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
But that, you know what? That would make an interesting case, too. If it really came down to the mother or the baby, who has the right to choose in the family? If there's a consensus in the family, well, we'll keep the baby and we'll let the mother die, would that be allowable?
Yeah.
You know what? That's something Saturday Night Live or Monty Python would have a field day with.
Yeah. Yeah, they would. Yep. Oh, I know. It's just crazy, you know. But, I mean, it's like this whole world, I think, is so divided and it's scary. With about 6 minutes left in the program, folks, because I have so many people that still push this notion that I'm the reason, because the place I used to work at before I quit because I wouldn't get the jab, the whole coronavirus pandemic period up until about 3 months ago or 4 months ago when they mandated everyone get the vaccine, they've had more problems in the last like 2 or 3 months than they did the whole time prior. But they're still, oh, well, it you need to get the shot anyways. It's safer. That I'm like, well, you work at a place that is in the dining staff and in the wait staff and in the kitchen. They're having so many problems with coronavirus, but everyone's vaccinated. So you're actually contradicting yourself here. How can, you know, you show people all this data that the vaccine doesn't do anything and they're actually might be making things way worse, but they're still like, you're the problem. You're the reason the economy's bad. You're the problem. Everything's getting worse.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're doing the Orwellian thing. Yeah, the CDC even has figures that say that if you're vaccinated, it doesn't protect you against contracting the disease, and it doesn't prevent you from transmitting it. So if it doesn't do either of those things, which is the purpose of the vaccine to begin with, then why bother taking it?
Exactly. It doesn't kill the host, and that's what a vaccine is supposed to do. But one thing my wife showed me that I was on, and I'm not a huge fan of Jesse Ventura, but that clip from his conspiracy theory show where that lady goes in 2009, they're going to release some sort of virus they're going to try to inoculate the whole world.
I saw that. That was, she came in just to talk to him, and she was leaving right after the interview. She was going back, I think, to Brazil or wherever she came from.
And it's like, I truly believe that this vaccine is meant to sterilize / get rid of half of the population and the rest will be slaves.
Oh, I believe it too. I don't, you know, when you take a look at the data that's being presented by the CDC, the NIH, and independent researchers, you've got to take a look at it and say, you know what, this vaccine was way too dangerous to be allowed to be injected into people's arms, but yet the CDC and the FDA is allowing it. So why are they allowing something that is obviously that dangerous?
Yeah.
And it has to be that there has to be a nefarious cause. You know, I would think it would be the Illuminati, but if people don't want to believe that an Illuminati exists, you have to take a look at a corrupt government. You'd have to think that Congress is in the pockets of Big Pharma. Pfizer made $65 billion so far off its vaccine.
Oh, I know. Yep.
That's a lot of Benjamins that you can influence Congress with. And I think I don't have anybody in Congress I trust anymore. Not one person.
Yep. Oh, I know. And that's the problem. Everyone's bought and paid for. And they've got, like in Australia, they've gotten the people in Australia so freaked out about this coronavirus. You know, it's one of the lowest killing. It's probably like the least killing. Less than 1% of the population have died. Only like 1,000 out of like 24 million. But they still have them so panicked that they're going to stay home and lock down. And they're running to get these vaccines and boosters, even though it's hardly doing any damage and killing hardly anybody.
Only 1,000 people have died out of 20 million?
In Australia, the last count I heard it was like 1,024. Yeah, it's like very, very low.
Oh, my God. I thought it was higher than that.
Yeah, we had a lady here that went to the hospital. She tested negative for COVID and everything. And when she was leaving, they said she had the flu and everything. When she left, her paper said she had coronavirus. They listed her as a coronavirus patient. And she goes, I never had coronavirus. What the heck? Because, like, it was a thing where they, like, my local news station, with about 90 seconds left on Facebook, always posts a thing. And it says, like, this is the new, we have 100 new cases of COVID. And she's always posting on here, yeah, I went to the hospital, didn't have COVID, but that's what they label me as. So those numbers don't trust when they say that all these people.
I've been getting kicked off Block Talk Radio a lot. I think sometimes it's my app, and I don't know. I think sometimes it's Block Talk Radio. I've been on shows where everybody's getting kicked off.
Yeah.
So something's wrong with Block Talk Radio. They're having a lot of technical difficulties, I think.
Yeah, I think they need to do an update.
Yeah, major update.
Yep.
Oh, man. So what were we talking about before I got disconnected?
Oh, I'm about ready to go off here because I got about 30 seconds left. But yeah, I was just talking about
okay.
a lady that was telling that she was letting people know that they keep saying there's 50 people with coronavirus. Well, I went to the hospital and they labeled me with coronavirus even though I didn't have it. So I got about 10 seconds left. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to my caller. Y'all have a great night and God bless y'all. Later. Bye-bye.
Take it easy.
You too.